Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast today. I'm so glad that you could join me, and I'm stirred and excited about the Word of the Lord that He's placed on my heart to share with you. Before we go into the Word, I'd like to just pause for a moment and ask the Lord to just minister to your needs. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, you see members of my spiritual family, Lord, many that have not written, but Lord, as they listen, I thank you, Lord, that we're one in the body of Christ. And that's your heart's desire, Lord. You're raising up one huge family who will be with you forever and ever. And Lord, even though we may never meet members of our spiritual family on this earth, Lord, I thank you that the Spirit of the Lord is binding us together as one body, every member, every part fitly framed together by the Spirit of the Lord. We thank you for the place you've placed us, Lord, in your body. And Lord, I pray for every single one who is listening, Lord, that know you as Lord and Savior, that you will cause them to be fitly placed in the body of Christ, that they will sense in their spirit a sense of excitement and expectation that, Lord, right now you are moving in their lives, even when it seems like nothing is happening in the natural. Lord, you never sleep or slumber. So thank you, Lord, for that encouragement and confirmation that you understand where they're at right now. You have every provision for every need. And Lord, I ask you now, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, circumstantially, to touch every heart that's reaching to you in faith. And Lord, you will supply all of our needs according to the unlimited, immeasurable riches of Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for who you are, and we bless and love you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, I'm going to share a message with you, with the Lord's help, on waiting to soar. And as I sit here before the microphone, I have Brother Glass's Bible in front of me. He had many Bibles, but this is the Scofield edition. And I want to read portions of Isaiah 40. I personally have always, I love Isaiah. And I love this chapter. Just magnificent words. I mean, even secular colleges. I remember when I was a student at UC Berkeley in the 60s, they actually had the King James Version as literature, as you know, to study as an English literature. Unfortunately, where I was at, that's the last thing I wanted to do, anything to do with religion. So I never took that course, but I have since learned to appreciate the beauty and magnificence of the message and the verbiage that God gave the prophet Isaiah. And as I have Brother Glass's Bible in front of me, he's gotten written above it, the greatness of God. And that's what the verses I'm going to share with you, they're just magnificent. Praise God. Let me begin reading. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand? This is verse 12. And measured out heaven with a span, and measured the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance. Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord? Or being his counselor, hath taught him? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of justice, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are like a drop of a bucket, and are counted as a small dust of the balances. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. To whom then will ye liken God, or what likeness will ye compare unto him? Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are like grasshoppers, who stretcheth out the heavens like a curtain, and spreadeth them out like a tent to dwell in. To whom then will ye liken me, or shall I be equal? Saith the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things, who bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and grow weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Amen. Thank you for the word of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. What magnificence. What glory. If you're tired, if you're weary, if you feel that you can't go any further, these scriptures I am sharing with you right now reflect the might and the power of a God who is merciful and all-loving, who never sleeps. There's no searching of his understanding. He doesn't faint. And to those who will wait upon him, he will renew their strength, and he will cause us to mount up with wings as eagles. Now, probably you've heard that little analogy. If you haven't, I think people have even written books about you're an eagle and not a chicken. There are some Christians who think they're really chickens, and they don't understand their real identity. Now, chickens are very nice and wonderful creatures. There's nothing wrong with a chicken, except if you're an eagle and you're in the chicken coop. You don't belong there. And I think I remember reading that story. Something was stirring in this eagle who was in the chicken coop, and he longed for something more. Well, if you feel like you're in the chicken coop, beloved, look up, lift up your eyes on high, and behold who created the mighty stars of heaven, the great constellations of the universe, the galaxies. This same infinite God, he's so big, he's so large, we can't even grasp the extent of his knowledge, of his greatness, of his majesty, of his knowledge, of his wisdom. In Jesus are all the riches of the Godhead found. In fact, they dwell in him bodily. This is the God that we serve. And beloved, if you're dissatisfied right now, frustrated with your life, it's because God has meant so much more for you. And I think that divine dissatisfaction is good. It propels us on. I never want to be satisfied in my walk with God. I want more and more and more. And you know what? I believe through all eternity, we'll never be fully satisfied. Why? Because we're just finite creatures. We'll be very happy in the process, but we'll never exhaust the unlimited and unfathomable riches of our God, because he is God. So, beloved, are you looking for better days? Do you desire better things? Well, God has called you. What does it say? In verse 29, he gives power to the faint, and to them who have no might, he increases strength, whether you're physically or mentally worn out. You know, there's times you might be physically sufficiently rested, but mentally, and I've been there, you can be so worn out mentally with decisions, with obstacles, with trials you're facing, that you feel you can't even make a decision. I've been in a place in my life, it's like to try to even make a decision was difficult. What do I want for lunch? That's pretty sad, but you can be so fatigued in your spirit that it's difficult to make the simplest of decisions. Well, I've got good news for you. God will renew your strength. And you might wonder, really, what does it mean to just wait on God? Well, We frequently relate it to our normal experiences. You know, we're waiting for a bus, we're waiting for a car to be repaired, or worst of yet, we're waiting in a line at the DMV, we're waiting at a traffic light, we're waiting, and none of us like to wait. So we actually look upon it as kind of a negative experience. Who wants to just wait on God? That implies we're not doing anything. Time's a-wasting. Well, perhaps there's another meaning of wait that we could look at that will help us to understand what it is that God wants us to do while He's renewing our strength. Years and years ago, it was after college, I was not that well trained for office work, and I found that I could do better financially as a waitress. So for a number of years, I did that. And beloved, to be a good waiter or waitress, some of you may be that right now, it's a wonderful profession because you have to learn sensitivity to people. If you really are good, you just learn to sense when people need something, not just when their water glass is empty, but if they happen to glance up, you immediately see that as they're looking for help, they're wanting someone's attention. And so when we can translate that into waiting on God, is that not beautiful? We are waiting on the Lord. We're serving God and magnifying Him and looking for opportunities where we can bring pleasure to His heart. That's a nice way of looking at it, isn't it? Lord, how, where do you want me to serve you? And beloved, God has plans for you. He has dreams. Now, some of you might be up in years and you think, well, you know, my life's over. I don't have much of a dream. But a dream, I need to explain that. It's simply things that are in your heart that are very personal. Maybe you've never shared with anyone, but it's something you really love to do. It's something that excites you. It's something that puts a smile on your face just thinking about it. These are the kinds of things that God puts in the hearts of those who are surrendered to Him. And as we delight ourselves in Him, He will give us the very desires of our heart, the very desires, plans, and purposes that He's planted deep within us. Isn't that exciting? Praise God. Well, my time is just about gone, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. Those of you who may feel you've got frustrated dreams and things haven't happened for you, I invite you to write. I will pray for you and send back whatever the Lord gives. The announcer is going to give you now our contact information. Thank you for listening. I hope you can join me tomorrow at the same time. And until then, this is Sister Judah saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.